Hello.
Hello,
Hey, how you
can you hear me?
doing? Yes, ma'am.
Doing just fine. Hi, I'm doing just fine. My name is Mrs. Hannah Nayberry, and I filed a claim through the Unemployment of Alabama, and my story begins with Lowe's. I quit Lowe's on February the 3rd, and I have not received a check from them. So when I talked to Lowe's customer service hotline, they told me that they sent my check in the mail, and that day when I didn't receive my check on the 11th, I went to the unemployment office and told them my story, and they told me to fill out an unemployment claim. So my question to you, sir, is that if I do receive the check from Lowe's, do I need to file a claim with unemployment, or what, or I should just close that case out because I haven't received anything.
Are you currently employed?
I am not employed. I'm actually going to a job interview today.
Okay, so Lowe's was the last job you worked?
Lowe's is the last job that, yes, was my employment. My employment ended on February the 3rd, 2022. And, Lowe's, of course, I waited 2 weeks. What happened was I texted my boss, told her that I resigned from the position, that I wanted to find a better job because of the conflict situation that was going on at work with the overnight. And I even contacted the HR with Lowe's because I work for MST as a merchandise sales associate, and they're all, affiliated under that Lowe's umbrella. And so what happened was I waited 2 weeks and I went up there Friday. Their HR representative was not there Friday. She was out. So I went to the head cashier in front of the office and I told her that, hey, I'm here to pick up a check. Well, they went through all their check and they double checked my name to see if they missed it or anything. And they said, no, they don't have a check. They told me to call the 1-800 number from Lowe's. And that's what I did. And it took me about 35 minutes to get with them. So she was telling me that their pay period ended on the 3rd, right when I resigned from my position. And so I don't understand why they sent my check in the mail. And so I filed a complaint against them because nobody's called me, nobody's communicated with me and said, hey, since you resigned, can you come up here, set up direct deposit, do whatever? And I haven't heard nobody. So they told me to file an unemployment claim, and that's what I did. And I just want to know if I happen to get my check from Lowe's, do I still need to apply or do I need to continue to call and say, hey, should I file an unemployment claim or just close this case out? Because I haven't received anything. And the lady I talked to from the HR department from Lowe's told me that my check won't be at my, won't, I won't receive my mail until Wednesday. So I don't know what time, I don't know what day they sent the check out, but I just want to know if I need to file an unemployment claim. And then that Friday when I went to the unemployment, I did call Montgomery and she told me to go ahead and call this number and she wants me to start it on Sunday, but I didn't call the number because I wanted to ask questions about it before I even start the process. So, and that's where I'm at. That's where I'm standing at right now. So,
So have you been receiving unemployment payments?
I have not because this is my first time. This is my first time actually filing a claim with the state of Alabama.
Do you want to file a claim?
That's what I'm having a that's what I'm trying to ask. Should I file a claim now? Because I don't know how long will my check come in, or do you want me to wait until my check comes in and then don't do anything. That's what I'm fearful about.
Oh, so
So
you want to see the, should you receive your last paycheck from Lowe's, then file unemployment, or go on and file it now?
well, the lady at HR said that it will be till Wednesday. So my question to you, sir, is should I go ahead and file something now just to be on the safe side, or should I wait till Wednesday and see if my check did come? And if it didn't come, then I'll probably end up having to file a claim. So I don't know. I don't know what route to take.
I mean, it's real optional. It's really up to you. It's really up to you. It really doesn't matter. Like, you can wait till Wednesday and see, and then when it comes, you can file in, or it's really up to you. It's up to you.
You know what? Honestly, I mean, Lowe's had did me very wrong, because I tried to call HR this morning, and there's nobody in the office to speak with me about this issue. So I'm going to go ahead and file an unemployment claim through Lowe's. Because I've waited 2 weeks to receive a check, and they sent the check in the mail. So, and I never received the check, and they said it was going to be here by Wednesday. It was going to be here by Wednesday, and of course, the mailman didn't come. So, I will go ahead and file a claim. That's what I'm going to do. So,
okay, so you want to go through with your filing a claim?
Yes, I do want to go ahead and file a claim, just to be on the safe side. That's what I'm trying to get out, just to be on the safe side. Because if the check does come, say it came today, I can call back and say, hey, I don't want to file a claim. Is that correct? Or,
so that's the last check they're giving you?
Yes, because I work from January 23rd all the way through February the 1st. And we were off that Tuesday the 2nd, and I was supposed to go back to work on the 3rd. And I went ahead and just resigned, period. I just told them, no, I'm not going to work with you guys no more. You know, with the conflict, with the overnight conflict, there was no people there to, you know, get the project done. It was a lack of communication. The boss was sick. She was throwing up. She had all kinds of whatever she was going on through, whatever she was doing. And then I just said, enough is enough. I'm not dealing with this kind of job. You know, it's a waste of my time, you know. We were supposed to work 4/10, and then she decided she couldn't even hold on no more because she was sick, and there was no manager to back her up. So, to me, I felt like, what kind of job is this, you know? I mean, I know they're a third party, but it's almost like they're a cleaning business, you know? But at least the boss has another boss to back them up, you know? So, I don't understand the job, you know? The job performance or anything. So I just said it's not for me. And I texted her very graciously and said bye. At least she was nice enough to help me in the situation with my son when my son's father had COVID at the time. But from that January 23rd all the way through the February the 1st, it was just like, no, this is just, it was a waste of time, very waste of time. So... but yeah, I am going to go ahead and file a claim. I do. I really, truly do. I am. I just don't want to get penalized. I don't want to get anything like that. That's what I'm very fearful of, because this is my first time filing a claim for unemployment.
Okay. What's your social?
So... yes, my social is 212-11-7166.
Hannah?
Yes, my name is Hannah. My middle initial is S, as in Frank, and the last name is Newberry, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y. And my date of birth is March 13, 1985. Thursday, if you would like that.
And what I was gonna say. So, even though you was getting that last check, you know what I was thinking?
Yes.
You still should file unemployment anyway, because you aren't working right now, so you'll receive unemployment benefits weekly.
Well, you're right, because I'm not working, and I have a job interview today at 1:30, and it's here in Huntsville on Bridge Street in Huntsville, and I'm just praying that I do get a job because I've never filed unemployment claim. It's
Ma'am.
not like I don't. It's not like I don't believe in working. I do. It's just the fact that I've been screwed by Lowe's. I'm serious. This is just. I thought Lowe's is. I worked for Lowe's before as a pricing coordinator, and they have never done this to me before. And I thought, wow, being an MST would be the same like everybody else, and it's not. I'm telling you right now. But fast forward, okay, I would like to file a claim and have a peace of mind that I have a lot of bills coming in, and I'm just trying very hard to really keep afloat right now. So in any possibility you can help me, I would appreciate it very much.
Yes, ma'am.
So
'Cause even when some jobs hire you, it take like it be waiting like a week or two, and
right, that's what
you
I'm saying.
then.
It's a week or two, yes. And this is my first time filing a claim, and I don't know what to do. I've never been through this process. So if you can help me, that this would be very beneficial to me.
I
So
got you. 'Cause even though if you do get the job, you'll still like even if it takes time for them to hire you, you'll still be receiving payments from unemployment. And then once you start working that job, you'll tell them that you're back working. You'll get your last unemployment check, and then they'll stop. Then you'll start getting your new job paycheck. 'Cause I
I
know
hope
some people
so
have
because
bills. Everyone have bills to pay and stuff to do.
then I still haven't received my 2020 taxes from last year, okay? I still haven't received that. So, yes, I have been struggling since 2021, okay? I had a very good job. I lost it to COVID. I had a very good apartment. I lost that to COVID. I lost everything. So any kind of help, that would be great. That would give me a peace of mind for real. From here on out, this would give me a peace of mind. So
All right, I got you. Okay, so are you want to do direct deposit or you want the benefits card?
how long will the benefits card come to in the mail? If you don't mind me asking. Or
Ma'am.
could I go pick up that? My question to you, sir, is. I'm sorry. My question to you, sir, is how long will that benefit card come to me? Or should I go pick it up at the unemployment claim office in Decatur? Because I live in Decatur,
Well,
Alabama.
I prefer
So.
direct deposit.
A direct deposit.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Okay. Well, how? Okay. So, how long? So, the benefits that card from the state of Alabama, the benefits program. How long will you think that will be? Like 3 to 5 weeks, or 7 to 10 day business? I mean, I'm not sure.
Somebody to get the
So,
unemployment benefits.
yes. On that card.
I really don't know, 'cause a lot of people be like they haven't received it yet. Like some people funds already be available and they'll be approved and their car haven't been here yet. So that's why you tell everyone just get direct deposit. So when you do get it, you can just look in your checking account and then you'll have it.
Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and do a direct deposit then, okay?
Okay.
So, because if those people are not getting that benefits card from the state of Alabama, I don't want to have another headache. I really don't. So,
Thank you. What's your account number?
Yeah,
Well,
it is a rent.
you can do the routing first. You can do routing first.
Okay, my account number, it is, the bank is called Renaissance. It is spelled R as in Roger, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, T as in Tango. And it's called Renaissance Bank. And the routing number is, it's going to be 084-201-294.
You said 0842.
Yes, I'm going to repeat it again. I'm sorry. It's going to be 084-201-294.
All right.
Do you need the account number?
Yes, ma'am.
The account number is 8010855138.
It's 8010855 1538.
Let me repeat it again. It's 8010855138.
8010855138.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
So is everything okay, or?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get the address. Your address is 10057 Avenue Southeast, Decatur, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Yes,
zip
sir.
Code 35.
Yes.
35601.
Yes, it is 35601. That is correct. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Your phone number 256-227-6815.
That is correct. Yes. I mean, if you can direct deposit that today, that would be beneficial. Oh, my goodness. But I'm not sure how much I would be getting from unemployment.
Let me see. You got an email address?
Yes, I do. My email address is going to be Hannah, the first name Hannah, the last name Newberry. It's going to be 98@gmail.com.
You said Hannah Newberry.
98@gmail.com.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following vehicles have you ever recently owned or leased? 1998 Oldsmobile, City Hewitt, 1999 Mitsubishi Diamond, 2001 BMW 3 Series, 2005 Harley Davis, FLHRSI.
I got a 2007 PT Cruiser.
Huh?
It's a 2007 Cruiser.
I don't see that.
I don't drive an Oldsmobile or a Cadillac, so it's not going to be none of those.
Okay. Question two: which of the following cities has a form? Which of the following cities has a current form association to you? Mobile, Hoover, Florence, Madison.
Madison, yes.
Question three: which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1501 Third Street South, 2107 Yorkshire Southeast.
That's it right there, that one.
Okay.
The
2107,
yeah.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
Do I receive a TRA certification? No, I have not.
Are you filing for a DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No, I'm not. No, it's just unemployment.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I have been employed. Yes, I have been. I've been employed since 2020. A lot of questions, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you file or see unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I never served as active military, no.
What was your last day at work?
My last day at work was February the 3rd, 2022.
You said it was what?
It was February the 3rd, 2022 was my last day at Lowe's.
All right. And since most recent Sunday, have you been physically and mentally able to work?
Yes. And that's why I'm going to a job interview today. Yes. I'm sorry, I
Do
just
you work for yourself or
don't
own a
want
business? Are you a corporate officer for a
I
business?
no, I don't have an office and I don't own a business.
Are you currently working on solely commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No. I don't even know how to sell property. No. I'm a single mom with two kids.
Are you currently ready for attending school or training?
I am in a GED, I'm in a general education development, adult education program, if that is. I'm going to currently pass my GED by the end of this April, and I am going to go to a WIOC program. For the Decatur Career Center, I mean, not Decatur, but for Huntsville City Career Center, is that applicable too or no? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, are you, is there something wrong?
No, ma'am. I was trying to see what's your job title description.
Oh, my job title description was a merchandise sales associate.
Merchandise.
Sales associate. Or you can put customer service if you want to.
Right. Sales representative.
You can put that, yes, because we were all working at Lowe's.
All right. Right. Well, you said Lowe's. Let me see. Lowe's. Yep, I see
Lowe's,
it. I see
yeah,
it.
it's okay. It
Lowe's
is Lowe's
Home
Home
Centers.
Improvement. Yes, it is on Highway 72 West, Madison, Alabama, 35758.
And what's, their phone number?
I think it's 256-430-5778, I believe.
You said 256. 430-430-5778.
5778. Yes, 430-5778.
All right.
What pen I'm looking for.
You know, with that you started there.
Yes, I started on January the start date I started with them was January the 11th. That was my first That was my interview, but my actual start date was January the 17th.
You said January the 1st. And what date?
No, it's I had the interview on January the 11th, and I didn't start Lowe's until January the 18th, which was that Tuesday.
2022.
Correct. Yes.
And your last day was the 3rd.
My last day was the 3rd. Yes.
All right. And what it was in Decatur.
It was in Madison.
Madison, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked for them for almost a whole month. So,
all right. 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with federal income tax?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with federal income tax?
Do I want to receive like a federal?
Like, you know how, like, you know how you can, if you file unemployment, you get the unemployment check weekly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want 10% of taxes took out of it or no?
No.
Okay. And your 4-digit PIN for your account is 6685.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. Okay. So this is my new file unemployment claim. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So my PIN number is 6685, correct?
6685.
Okay. All right. Very good. So am I approved for it or no?
It's gonna take 2 or 3 weeks. They're gonna email you. Most everybody get approved for it though.
Okay. So it will most likely this will be approved, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Will I get an email?
Yes, ma'am.
Confirmation? Email confirmation. Okay. So now that I have my new PIN 6685, okay, what do I need to do? Like, do I need to call tomorrow and keep calling every day for the benefit claim?
It's weekly. Call this Sunday.
You want me to call this Sunday?
Yeah, call
so
every Sunday.
Call every Sunday. Call every single Sunday of the month.
Yes,
Sunday.
Ma'am. File your weekly claim.
The month. And file a weekly claim. And then could I check the bank? Could I check my bank to see
if
it came through? Okay. Check bank to see through. This is my first time doing this, so I'm not sure. So I don't want to, okay. Call every single Sunday of the month weekly. Check your bank, check your email, anything else.
You good?
I'm good?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very much. I'm sorry, I don't even know your name.
It's Tavius.
Tavius? Tavius,
yes,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. And I'm Hannah. I'm very nice to speak with you, Tavius. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
So call this Sunday. Call this Sunday. This Sunday. So
yes,
within about 6 days from now, call Sunday. Call this Sunday. Okay. Okay. Well, Tavius, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for taking my call. And if I have any questions, I will call back. So this number here, the 6685, is my new PIN number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Now, can I go? How do you check the status? Do I just keep calling, or I don't know how this works. Just call in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just call Sunday only, right? Sunday.
You can call either day, but I prefer Sunday.
Prefer Sunday. So call every single Sunday. Do you want me to call Monday? Do you want me to call Tuesday? You want me to call Wednesday, like that, or?
Like Sundays.
Just Sundays only, okay.
Yes, ma'am. If they don't answer Sunday, then you can call Mondays or Tuesdays. Any day before 5 p.m. Friday.
any day before 5 p.m. on Friday. So could I call Friday?
Yes,
if
but,
I wanted to?
Yes, but Friday is the last day. Like after 5 p.m.?
Oh, the pay period. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but not on Saturday. Okay, so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday. Sunday before 5 p.m. Okay. So call every single Sunday. I just want to make sure because, like I said, I've never done this before. So, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yes. So just call Sunday, not Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday. Just call every Sunday. Okay. I just want to clarify there. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good. Tavius, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.